I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio.
He should ask us to join that band.
We need our own version of that.
Don't you feel...
Without him, just us.
That's as long as the song is. It just ends at that part.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to go, Yeah. No, it's always fun to start.
It is fun. To,
how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
This is Fried. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, everybody.
I'm Sarah Tiana, and...
I'm John Reap.
Yeah, and together
that's
we're...
Us.
Lonely. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, Aaron's in here too. So. Good to have you back, brother.
Yeah, well.
Thanks. Sad to have missed you in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why weren't you there?
I had to truck all of this gear there and back.
Okay, so Sunday was your drive
Sunday
back.
Sunday was my drive day.
Got it. Well, you missed
my
it.
My drive day.
Copper Blues was packed.
Drive day.
Your drive day. Yeah.
Friday, drive day.
I imagine you listened to us the whole time on the drive, like just over and over in a loop.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're my mom's favorite part, so I'm glad that you're back.
Yes. Good to be back.
Say hello to my mother.
Hi, Georgia Sue.
I love her, too.
Yeah.
I love him, too, and Georgia Sue.
Okay.
I love everybody.
You do love everybody. How did your Halloween costume go over last week? Did you get to show it off or wear it anywhere?
Yeah. My buddy Kyle, I live off Colfax in there's a nice neighborhood over there, like mm-hmm. on the other side of Colfax, not on my side, the other side. Actually, John Cryer lives over there, but ran into him, of all people. But it's good for trick-or-treating, and they have a little, like a two-year-old.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, you know, I loaded up the little Yeti with some alcohol,
uh-huh.
and we pushed a stroller around with a kid and his wife, and we went trick-or-treating.
That is the best way to go trick-or-treating, with your own little travel mug of happiness.
And you know what? I was trying to be, like, incognito about it. There are other people walking around
full-on
glasses of wine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, yeah, that's what we do here.
Yeah, this is.
I was like, cool.
It's like the purge. It's like one day of the year where they're like, we're just going to walk around with alcohol and hopefully nobody arrests us.
Yeah.
We can't get arrested because we're with our kids and it's trick or treating.
The binge. Yeah, every Halloween you just get hammered and push your kids around.
We used to do that with my godkids and then me and Al Madrigal. We used to give the kids things to say when they would go up to the door.
Nice.
Like, I like your dryscaping. Or one time, this house is almost as big as our last one.
Oh, that's good.
Or you can't even tell someone was murdered here.
It doesn't even feel haunted.
Yeah, we would just give them things to say.
Oh,
no,
that's
idea.
Good. I did over here, like, you know, LA kids are so much different than other kids across the country.
Yeah.
You know, I think they grow up quicker. They're, you know, they're almost like little tiny adults in a weird
way.
Yeah,
because they're spoken to. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I overheard some crap. Like, I remember, and you would never hear this anywhere else but in LA. Mm-hmm. Coming from that, like, a 10-year-old. He was running across the street. A lot of people in LA, they don't just hand out candy. They have these little tiny bottles of water. Gotta stay hydrated. You know, so I would get mad if I went to someone's house and it was tiny bottles of water.
Terrible.
But I remember a kid running across the street to get his dad, like, Dad, get one more bottle of water. Get one more.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, like I would never yell to go get more water.
I know most of the kids I know have drank water or bubble water,
uh-huh.
as they call it.
Bubble?
Like sparkling water.
Oh,
like
Perrier.
Or milk. That's all they've ever had. And I'm like, you've never had like a Yoo-Hoo or a...
Yeah.
No, that's poison. That's what I one time I asked for a soda at my friend's house.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, do you guys have like Coke or Diet Coke? And his little boy was 5 and he goes, no, that's poison. We don't have that here. I was like, oh, man.
I mean, that's a staple for me.
Well, I guess I'll just have whiskey since that's okay.
I guess it's whiskey neat then. I'm not going to mix it up. Are we supposed to start with a personal question?
I know. We haven't been doing that.
I mean, I'm trying to stay on format, I think.
I just asked you how you're doing.
I know,
I
and
like
we just go.
Pretty personal.
It's pretty personal. Yeah, no, how are you doing? Yeah. That's like the most personal question there is from the therapist.
When you actually ask and want to know.
And then have feedback and responses.
Because it is a very Hollywood thing to for you
how
to give an
you?
Answer, and people are just like, start talking, and then you're like, I didn't really want to know.
I'm not even listening.
Yeah, let's ask one. Do you have one?
Well, I was going to ask you, like, what's the most embarrassing thing that you own that you'd be embarrassed by, you know?
That I own.
That you,
that
you have it. Oh, you could have stolen it, too. Maybe you're just holding it for someone.
I mean, I think it's pretty embarrassing that I have an entire bin, like one of those like bins that you buy at Target.
Yeah.
The for storage full of dog bow ties and yeah. collars just for my dog.
Yeah.
Not even for...
Yeah, I mean, you
and
sell
three
them.
Halloween costumes.
But you could also like dress your dog up like every day of the year, new tie. Like, yeah. You probably have a lot.
I have a lot of dog bow ties and cat bandanas.
Oh, that's cool.
Which, by the way, I sold so many of those in San Francisco when I was there. I think I told you that.
You
maybe.
Did. I know. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And I sold some on the Impractical Jokers cruise, which I'll talk to you about in a second.
Yes. Can't wait to hear about that.
I can't think of any. I mean, what's the most embarrassing thing that
you've
I was
trying to think of it, too. Like, this is an interesting question. I think.
Besides the outfit that you're wearing right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is. Well, obviously, I'm not embarrassed, but it should be. I should be embarrassed. I'm wearing these nice jean shorts.
That you've made yourself.
Well,
right?
You know, technically, no. I bought these at a Target. Now, I do have another pair that I did make myself, and they look very similar.
Yeah.
But these I actually got at a Target, and you can see where it's. They're supposed to wear them folded up a little bit. But I'm like, no, old school. I'm pushing
He's
it down.
Wearing
I want
jorts.
You to see the frayed ends, you know?
Yeah. You're wearing jorts.
So, not the jorts. That's the second most embarrassing thing.
I'll take a picture
thing.
Of them right. just so we can have. God. But you keep talking and tell me what.
I actually own a pair of Speedos.
And is that was that for a joke?
Kind of, sort of. When I was married, we would go to Hawaii all the time.
Okay.
And then right next to, and we went with some, like another couple. And right next to this one beach, there's a nude beach. And mm-hmm. it's called Little Beach. But anyway, I thought it'd be fun to go there. And I'm just going to wear. See, I wanted to be able to get in the water, but mm-hmm. then also dry off real quick and put my shorts back on. So, to me, swimming in underwear would be great. But then what's the next best thing in underwear? Speedos.
Right.
So I go to this beach. And I'm like, everyone's making fun of me. Like my ex, the other couple. And I'm like, I'm doing it. And yeah. I took them off and I was walking around in these Speedos. And it was pretty embarrassing. And they're still in my underwear drawer, but I'm not touching them.
Yeah,
I can't bring it to myself to throw them away either.
Ugh.
I just liked it that they're for maybe a joke in the future or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no. You can't throw those away.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I think I have some of those, some costumes like that.
Yeah.
Or like some bolo ties that now I have a couple bolo ties that I really like that I bought in Nashville at an antique store.
I would love
store.
To see the bolo tie.
I love bolo. One of them has a horse on it.
Oh.
And you could be really specific with them, too. Like, anyway, I was like, do you have one of a horse jumping over a fence? And she's like, yes, we do, actually. And I was like, whoa.
What size do you need?
Well, yes.
Yes. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to throw them away at some point, I think. But I do have I bought a hat at a dollar store. That was part of my Halloween
wore,
outfit.
Yeah.
And I have like an old Goodyear looking outfit. I got old trucker hats. All this stuff for like random auditions, you know, that you might need for something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is weird how
you have a whole drawer for that
kind of
thing, right?
Yeah. I still have my Carmen outfit, which I was my character on Reno 911.
Oh.
And
oh,
I did four episodes of Carmen.
There, yeah.
So don't even worry about it. It's not a big deal. It's a very. It's a maiden character, but not a lot of people know about it. I have two red sweaters because one time I did a sketch with her in the sketch comedy company that I used to own here in Los Angeles called Straight Jacket, and she was like trying to turn somebody on, so she went to take the red sweater off, and then there was another red sweater underneath it. So I
you still have those.
Two of those.
Yeah, you can't throw that away. That's made it to TV.
No.
You gotta hang on to that.
You gotta. So, yeah, I guess I do have some like weird props and stuff, but I would.
Yeah. Well, I think it's acceptable for us to have these things, you know, because we're in the biz.
Yeah.
Gotta have that whole drawer ready to go.
Yeah, we'll say that. That's a good thing to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how was the cruise? I haven't seen you in a week. Lots have happened. So go.
A lot of things happened. So I left from New Orleans on the Impractical Jokers cruise.
Jealous.
And it was, I mean, my stomach still doesn't feel normal because A, of all the things we ate,
right.
And B, all the as much as we drank.
Yeah.
Because I told you, Bert and Ari had just finished sober October.
Right.
So. We had a good time. We drank a lot of alcohol. And also, like, you get kind of bored because it's just, like, maybe the 10 of us, really, 10, 12 of us who were comics on there. And, like,
How big is this boat? I mean, is this like a major one?
It was
one?
Huge. Yeah. So it was like 14 floors.
Oh, okay.
And,
okay. That's a big one.
You know, typical cruise crowd, okay. You know, where you're like, you see a lot of scooters.
Oh, really?
You know, a lot of scooters still.
I love that they're fans of the of that show, those guys.
Well, I mean,
Impractical Joker fans. I wouldn't see on scooters.
I was blown away. First of all, they sold out of merch the first day.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
gone. Wow.
Yeah.
Did they bring a lot of stuff? Not enough, apparently.
A whole store full. So they changed the library into just a merch store. And, like, you could sell your... So I had my cat pendant and dog bow ties there. And, yeah. I mean...
There was, old people with money buy stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's good to have that on a ship.
So I was kind of glad that things sold out so that maybe when people came in the store, they were like, well, I'll get one of these things.
They'll help her out.
But, yeah. I mean, the shows were great. We did a lot of shows... in the afternoon, so it was still daylight, and that was weird.
But all these were, like, indoors somewhere on the ship.
Yeah, they
was
were
like, okay.
indoors in a lounge. Ours was in a place called Spinnaker Lounge, which was, like, it just reminded me of that MTV Panama City Club Spinnakers.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I can't even explain it. Like, it was just, we went into Mexico one day, and Yamanika Sanders was with us. Do you know Yamanika?
I don't think so, maybe.
So she lives in New York. She was kind of raised by a Southern grandma.
Oh, okay.
So she's never really been anywhere. And she's got, you know, she's got these new, like, braids in her hair, and half of them are blue. And so she kind of stands out, in Mexico. Also, you know, she's like a voluptuous
Caucasian?
Black lady.
Oh, okay,
She's like, and she's... So we're, like, in this trolley going to go to this little beach or whatever. We're in Costa Maya. So there you can go and kind of poach up on a beach in a particular restaurant, and they just bring you food and drinks all day while you're on their beach, right? It was great.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really inexpensive. And but, yeah, we're, like, in the trolley. And she's like, oh, they got dogs here. Oh, they got – there's a laundry rat. Okay, so they normal. They normal, you know. Like, she's, like, just, like, never seen
She'd never been to Mexico,
anything.
Obviously, or any – Yeah,
we can always tell when someone's hustling, right? They come up to the trolley and they're like, "Hey, you want to come here? We have like dollar margaritas, and we know we have three stops to go, and this is the first stop." She's like, "Oh, maybe we should go here because they have only it's a dollar," and we're like, "No, no, this is you know it's going to be like this everywhere. Just stay on track." And yeah, I mean, people were just coming up and down the beach trying to sell you so many things.
Yeah,
and the prices that they would tell people like Ari, and the prices that they would tell Yamanika
totally
were
different. Now,
starting
wait,
like way
so,
more for Ari,
okay.
like $50 for Ari. Yamanika, they're like 20.
Yeah, what you got on you?
Yeah, we know we're not gonna get.
That's hilarious.
It was we got it was her also her birthday and Bert Kreischer's birthday was the same day, so we all celebrated that and then we got massages for $25 for an hour and then
on the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then somebody gave her a bottle of tequila for her birthday and she had to sneak it on the boat because you can't
That's right, you can't bring
they take
booze.
It away from you
that's right.
and they give it back to you after. So she tied it up into her braids on top of her head.
What?
Yes, and
you
nobody noticed. I swear.
Wait a second.
It was amazing.
Like what?
Like
Fred Flintstone stuff?
No, like it was like a beehive on top of her head. I mean the bottle was probably 10 inches tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
So no one's going to check your hair?
No.
For booze?
Mm-mm, especially not a black lady that's very vocal. That's very vocal.
Right. Just keep going.
Uh-uh. No, you ain't touching my hair. It's a special day. Like, I mean, it was amazing.
Tequila in the hair.
Yeah. Hmm. We did the comedy jam a couple nights. That was really fun.
What was your song?
I did Goodbye Earl this time.
Oh, nice. By Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Great song. Yeah, and then Yamanika did CeeLo's Fuck You.
Okay.
And she sounded just like him. It was great. So, yeah, we had a good time, but my stomach still hurts. I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been on a couple cruises, and I didn't know how big that one was. But so, like, you performed how many times, do you think?
So 4 or 5 times.
And it's so 4 or 5 times different venues on the ship, or just
same
Spinnakers?
Venue except for the Comedy Jam.
Except for the Comedy Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And how many performances were there total? Not just you, but like how many comics were on the ship? I mean, was it like...
There's probably 12 comics.
Okay.
And then you had the Jokers.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of DJs.
Okay.
And then like Joey Fatone was on there. So like he would host a night.
Okay.
And so, so...
Was there like fun little nightclub to go dancing
also,
and stuff?
Yeah, well, they would host that at the end of the night. There was like a karaoke night. And then one of the DJs would do a dance thing.
Right.
And then they had the Yacht Rock guys. They played.
Yeah?
Yeah, so
oh,
they
I
played.
Love that.
It was awesome.
That'd
I mean,
be
what
awesome.
Better than you listening to the Yacht Rock guys on a cruise ship?
I mean, that's, I know, that's like, the best.
Yeah, it felt very meta.
Yes.
And there was a mime, and yeah, I don't know.
It was
very
mime?
Bizarre.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, I liked that. The one I did, they had just a country music cruise, and a lot of old school country, like Kenny Rogers was on
love
one.
It.
But one of my favorite guys I buddied up with him was just these guys who do Elvis impersonations.
Oh yeah, there was an Elvis impersonation.
I was gonna. Okay, good. I was gonna ask about that.
He was amazing.
Was he by himself? Was it like because the?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't get to see his show. I mean, he had a little crew with him.
Yeah, he did.
But I don't know. He was a very bizarre.
Yeah, his own little flock following around.
Well, what was crazy is like, so we got into port at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Port. Oh yeah.
In New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And that ship was leaving again at 4 p.m. So they tore everything down, put up the Kiss Cruise stuff, because Kiss's cruise.
Uh-huh.
So the band Kiss was coming on with all these other bands.
Wow.
And there were 26 bands on that cruise alone.
Yeah.
So they were tearing down all the Joker stuff, putting up Kiss stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And gold records. Like changing it over
quickly.
In, what, let's see, that's 9 hours?
Right.
But people get on the boat at 2.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get there early too, or how did you?
Yeah, we got on the boat at like 1 or 2 o'clock, and our room wasn't ready, and I was like, why isn't our room ready? And then when we got back into port, I was like, oh, that's why, because they're churning and burning this.
Did you feel like when you're on stage ever, like, could you feel
I
the
felt
boat
like
moving?
All day Sunday, even after we landed, when I was at the airport, I felt like I was still moving.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's so nice when you're on the boat, because it puts me to sleep.
I was going to say
it's
that.
Fine.
Yes.
Some of the best sleep I've ever had. But when I'm walking around, and then I was in the casino a lot, which wasn't good.
Yeah.
But I made a lot of friends there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you play? Did you play slots? Yeah.
Yeah.
You always play slots.
Yeah, I always play slots.
Now, in that casino, did they also have like all the games that a normal casino would have?
I did play blackjack once, and I didn't do well. And then I played roulette with Bert,
because
he put like money on a number for me.
Were those guys getting hammered the whole time? I mean, was it that?
Ari wasn't. Ari was pretty chill. Most everybody was kind of.
Yeah, just like enough.
Yeah, nobody was like binging
or
anything.
We got work to do, kind of.
Yeah, kind of like.
You can't get too crazy.
Yeah, and the weather wasn't too, the weather was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
So.
Did they have 24-hour room service on that ship?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, plus $8.
It's like free
or
something.
It's an $8 service fee.
Okay.
But that's it.
Yeah.
It's not bad for room service.
The one I went on, they had, it was like you pay the certain price, and then you can get room service anytime you want, and it doesn't cost anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's just part of it.
Well, yeah, all the food is free.
Yeah.
So,
and so they're like, I'm getting 7 cheeseburgers. at 3 a.m.
Well, I would get up for breakfast, and I would go get breakfast at the buffet and then bring it back to my room and then go back to sleep after I ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
I do that like on the road. Like get up and do radio, and you come back, you eat, the breakfast will knock me out. It's my breakfast nap.
Yeah, breakfast nap. Food coma, breakfast nap.
Food coma, love it.
I had a great time, and I'm excited for Thanksgiving and everything coming up, because I want to see my family.
Yeah,
and
me too.
I wanted to call, I don't know if it's going to work if I could just push the number here, but my cousin April, I've been wanting to call her.
Right.
So my cousin April lives in Michigan. It's the coal side of my family. So this is my dad's side. So April is the daughter of my uncle JR, whose ex-wife tried to kill him nine times. Yeah.
Yes.
So this would be her mother.
Her mother
was the one.
Was the one that attempted to kill him.
Yeah, thanks. So we're going to figure it all
out. Oh, I can't wait to hear this then.
But,
her name's April.
Okay. Oh, it did go through. Perfect. So we're going to call her.
All right.
And see. I haven't talked to her in so long. So this is going to be.
Should we put another bit? Like, does she have a boyfriend or husband?
I think she's divorced.
Okay.
She got married on Halloween.
Who's going to answer the phone if it's April or a kid or some other person?
I think it's
going to be. A little side
bit
right before the phone call. Okay.
Hello,
April.
Yeah.
Well, it's your cousin Sarah.
Really, I couldn't tell.
And then my friend John Reap is here.
Hello, April.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're great.
Yeah, we're great. We were just, I was just telling him about your dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And how his ex-wife tried to kill him 9 times. Was that your mom?
That's not my mom.
No, not your mom. Okay.
Not my mom.
That was his other.
Otherwise, you know, I would imagine they wouldn't be together.
Maybe he's very forgiving.
If somebody tried to kill me 9 times, I'd be like, peace out. Have a nice life.
Like, that's how bad they are trying to kill you. Nine times.
No.
You couldn't get it right once.
Do you have.
Like, oh, you're just making life interesting, hon. Thank you so much.
So, where are you right now? Where are you? What are you doing?
Like, physically, what am I doing?
Yeah, what are you?
Or, like, well, let's see. We tried to fix flooding in my basement by setting the house on fire. So
what?
Oh, try to evaporate the water. Yeah, I get
it. We're on fire watch right now. It's interesting.
What?
It's been an interesting afternoon.
Okay, so who's we, first of all?
Me and my boyfriend.
Okay, so you guys have a house and the basement flooded.
Yeah. Well, the basement, like, I have a house and the basement flooded, and it wasn't too bad, you know, but we've been trying to figure out where it's coming from. So we tore the front porch apart, and then we tried to take tar off the front porch, and we used, like, a lot of heat to do it, and then went to Lowe's and came back, and the house was filled with smoke. So, yeah, it's been interesting.
Oh my God,
the house is on fire.
Yeah, it's an old school method of just smoking the water out.
Yeah, you know,
is that
the basement's dry now? So I don't know.
Is that a normal thing?
The whole, you know, we get bored in Michigan,
and it's cold a lot, and you could use the extra heat.
So, you know, you find things to do. It's that weird in between, like, winter fun sports and, like, fall Halloween time. You know, you gotta stay occupied.
And what have you been doing to stay occupied? Like, where are you working?
I don't know.
What do you?
I bartend.
Oh yeah, you've okay. That's fun.
Yeah, that's always interesting and fun.
I mean, the last time I saw you, we went to a bar and played like some bar game in the back.
There's a lot of different bar games you can play. I wouldn't just go around saying you played bar games.
Yeah, I know. Okay, right.
I'm just saying, like,
what kind of bar
are you
is
into,
it,
baby? It's like your hole-in-the-wall, family-owned bar. Everybody knows everybody, like, you know.
I think
it's like your Cheers, but not as cool.
I think that's such a good thing for you, because I remember you used to work at a bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, Avril has too much personality for a bank.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but the bank was fun.
Yeah, you were a teller, but
fun,
I was like,
kind of.
She's one of those tellers that will tell you. Like, she will tell you.
She's a literal teller.
But here's the thing that people don't get. Like, women that work at banks are dirty.
What?
They're the dirtiest ladies I've ever worked with in my entire life.
What,
like, pent up, like, sexual aggression about gentlemen walking in the door. It's been unreal. I think it set me up for being a bartender. Like, wow.
What?
You're not dirty enough for the bank telling industry.
If people caught that on tape, they'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, give me an example.
My grandmother can't see this.
Give me an example of one of their stories. Can you? You don't have to say anybody's name.
I don't know. I mean, like, I wouldn't say anybody's name anyway. It'd be sputtered that way. But, I mean, like, older ladies would be like, to these younger guys walking the door, like, man, I would sit all over his face. I would just... Oh my goodness. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh man. I gotta get a different bank. It's all dudes at my bank. This is horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. These hometown banks. You gotta go local.
Yeah, go local.
How many are you still in Monroe?
Mm-hmm.
So how many people live in Monroe now?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's like
enough.
A regular small little in-between place.
What do you?
Like,
what's
not too far from Detroit?
There
so,
it is.
You
okay.
know.
Yeah, you guys are what, like an hour?
No, like a half an hour from Detroit.
Nice.
Unless you get stuck in Detroit traffic, which, you know, I hope you drive fast and aggressive.
Hey, what's with the taking a left in Michigan? Do you know about this?
The Michigan left, the Michigan UE.
Right. I don't understand.
What is that?
It's you can't go left.
You gotta turn. you got to turn right to get into a turn lane on the left-hand side to turn left on a lot of different places.
It's very really confusing for people who aren't from there and you're visiting. You're like, what? I'm just trying to get over there.
Right.
And you got to do all this other crap.
You can always tell because they keep going and then they turn around and like, any shopping area and try to go again and then they can't figure it out. Yeah. You're like, ha, 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 look at this asshole.
Yeah. Two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts do.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm still stuck on these dirty tellers.
Wrong way when you hear hordes.
Yeah. You
but
always know.
They don't know you. They don't know you in Michigan. They're trying to tell you you're not doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not trying to wave that you make friends. Like move.
Yeah, they're not trying to make friends. They're road raging right now. Just look ahead and drive faster. Yeah, sure.
So, what did you do for Halloween? Cuz I know it's like one of your favorite holidays. You're into horror movies.
It is. I did a pretty lame Halloween this year, honestly. I didn't do Theater Bazaar, which is a big thing here.
What's that?
It's like, just like a big, the first night's a masquerade ball, mm-hmm. but that's $200. It's at the Masonic Temple, which is like an older building in Detroit. It's really awesome with mm-hmm. a bunch of floors, and all the different floors have a bunch of different things, like burlesque shows and fire eaters and it's awesome, absolutely awesome, but really didn't do it this year.
Okay, so
I went to a Halloween party a friend had at a bar and won first place in costume contest.
You
so
did?
That's pretty cool.
What'd you go as?
I don't know. I can never explain my costumes.
You
just, I don't know.
You get like zombied out, right?
Thing,
like
some demon thing, big mouth.
Mm-hmm. Send us a picture of that.
I know. I got to get a picture of that to post on the Instagram page.
It's on Facebook.
Okay, I'll get
it's
it off.
Like, yeah.
I remember seeing it. And then, didn't you get married on Halloween though? Once?
No, not exactly on Halloween. Like, thank God, but. Not that it would ruin my holiday anyways.
Not exactly, but maybe it was like a Halloween theme. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we are. We're looking at your Facebook page.
Yeah, but listen, you have been a lot cooler because I wanted people to dress up for it.
For your wedding.
Like, let's go and let's have everybody dress in costume. And that got vetoed real quick.
Yeah.
Like, I understand how people can be bridezillas now. Like, you almost have to put your foot down at some point. Like, this is my freaking wedding.
Yeah, you will
just
dress up.
I'm telling you guys, like, and you best will listen, because,
like, oh, there it is.
You know.
We're looking at your Halloween outfit now. You got a red face, so you're like a devil, a demon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's two. I did one for work, and I did one for, like, the...
Oh, crap, look at that makeup work. What's your teeth?
Holy cow, April.
That's good.
All right. Those are good. Do you do those makeup things yourself?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. That's
There's all these videos that pop up on Facebook now of, like, how to do crazy makeup.
It's really easy, honestly. Like, throw your own mix into it, throw your own outfit, but those are great starters for any costume you could possibly want to do.
Yeah. Well, next year, maybe you should go as well, a dirty bank teller. And just walk around and flirt with all the young guys. Come sit on my face.
How is your mom and dad, by the way? How's your mom? Speaking of sitting on faces, like, I don't know why I transitioned to that.
That's really gross.
I know. That's so gross.
They are my mom and dad.
More gross than your Halloween costume, right? More horrific.
Yeah, like, I'm really, you know, I just ate, man. Really.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's okay. But they're doing good. They're doing good. You know, they're older. They argue all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever right. Like, God.
It always made me laugh that, like, your mom used to be a waitress, and that's where your dad met her, right? When she was a waitress at whatever diner or whatever he used to go to.
Yeah, like the fifth wheel or something. I don't know, something like that.
But her dad, like, notoriously, like, only tips a dollar ever.
Oh, really?
So I couldn't believe that he married a waitress.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
That they even, like, hooked up.
Yeah.
Think about it like this, though. I mean, that was a long time ago, and a dollar was probably worth quite a bit.
You're right.
Yeah.
Back
he
then.
He was throwing down probably, like, the equivalent of, what, $5 today?
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to think he had a special little coin made up just for wait, just one little
yeah,
coin,
one dollar, little waitress one coin. Little
waitress, here's your token.
They're like, thank you, come again.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Do you get good customers and good tips at your bar?
Yeah, for the most part. But I mean, when it comes down to it, it's still a bar.
Yeah, still a bar.
Have you ever had
locals?
Someone deal with a lot of drunks and weirdos?
You've
and
never had anybody try to like
some interesting stuff. Like, wow, I didn't even know that word existed in the English language. But I am now blushing. Thank you.
Have you ever had anyone try to sneak tequila in their hair? Into the was
what?
It tequila?
Yeah, was it? Your friend? My friend just snuck a bottle of tequila on a cruise ship by putting it up in her braids in her hair. She has like this
what?
All these like you know braids,
yeah.
And she's like a sassy black woman, so like no one's gonna say anything.
Well, right, but I mean, like, how big was the bottle of tequila?
It was, I mean, it was like 10 inches tall. I mean,
awesome.
She definitely had it. It was a really high.
Did she take a picture?
I took a picture. I'll post it. I'll post it. Yeah, I'll show you.
I mean, because you could always do it in reverse, and you know, like I could throw some dreads and have a great time on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
ideas. I love it.
That's awesome.
I'm just showing
you.
I'll send you the picture, April, because
that is great.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm excited. This is like family sharing at its
finest. I think when I go to my little cruise ship, I'm gonna get one of those 10-gallon. And hats.
Yeah.
And
you just put it under the
hat. Yeah.
That's
like,
smart.
Nothing to see here.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I also like it's almost Thanksgiving, and some of my best Thanksgiving memories were coming up to your house on Thanksgiving. Do you remember Thanksgiving?
You remember the turkey story? Like,
what?
I try to explain the turkey story to people, and they're like, no way.
I know. Wait, with your dad when he hung it on the clothesline?
Yes, and then he cut it off and it chased us.
Yes. Okay, so.
Yes, and nobody believes me.
I know.
Like, listen, that turkey ran without a head, and we ran like screaming little, well, we were little girls. I mean, so what
yeah.
else would you run like?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ran like the Walking Dead was after me. And shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Wait, tell the story.
Her dad was like so excited because he got a live turkey.
Okay.
And he was like, kids,
we're gonna do it.
Come
old
outside and see the turkey. So uh-huh. April, you were probably what? 5 or 6? Because I know I was like
yeah,
9 or 10.
I'm 37 and you're like what?
39. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you were like, yeah. Okay. So you're between me and Joanna. So yeah, you were probably like 7 or 8. I was probably 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanna was the littlest.
Uh-huh.
And so her dad was like, come out and see the turkey. We're all like, oh, yay, turkey,
right.
Cool, an animal.
Turkey.
Yeah. We come out, and it's hanging by its head on the clothesline.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like writhing around, screaming. And then he takes like a hatchet or
I don't even know
some sort of knife.
Something
part,
sharp.
But...
And he chops its head off, and it lands on the ground and starts
running. Oh,
like,
my God.
All of us girls are like,
like, that is The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's the scariest thing ever.
You remember, too? And then they, like, got mad at us because we didn't want to eat our dinner. And I was like, well, yeah, no.
Saw it die.
Yeah.
This thing just ran after me. Like, and it was supposed to be
yeah.
dead. It didn't have a head, Dad.
Yeah, it didn't have a head.
So your dad's like, this is...
Well, on top of it, like, would it be your grandmother, too? Grandma Cole?
Oh, yeah, Grandma Cole is my great-grandma
yeah,
Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she used to eat like the turkey neck and the gizzards.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Stuff.
She
so,
loved...
I mean, that made Thanksgiving a little bit hard, too. Like,
You don't want to waste
and
not whatnot, you know? Save
grandma.
The liver.
Yeah, she was my great grandma Cole. So, yeah, she was your grandma because she was my. Okay, anyway.
Yep. And then your grandmother, my Aunt Bertie.
Your aunt.
You see the gizzards too.
Oh, love
the
it.
Grossest thing I've ever seen.
How
but
do you...
She used to mix everything on her plate too, and I can't handle that.
Yeah, she loved to mix it. And then also, great Grandma Cole used to dip snuff and spit it in a Metamucil. She would spit it in a
Metamucil can. Go get my can out of the car.
Oh, she kept
Grandma,
the
you
can.
You already have it halfway down your shirt. Why not just? It's cool, man. But they make a washing machine for it.
I want to go there for
Please
Thanksgiving.
Don't make me touch it.
It was so crazy, but it was so fun. Like it was an experience. But like the whole drive home back to Georgia, I remember just being like, "What just happened?"
Oh, man.
It was like a little bit of a tamer National Lampoon.
Yep.
I mean, I remember even the last time I came up there to visit, I think I was doing a college in Ohio, and your mom and dad picked me up.
I remember that.
They picked me up in the van, which had the curtains on the inside, and your dad would always be like, roll the windows up. You're letting the smoke out. And we got back to your house and to your parents' house, and I was like hanging out with your mom, and then your dad's like, Sarah, come out here. You got to see this. And I'm like, oh no, this is never. When my Uncle JR says that, uh-huh. It isn't. And it was. He was like, some dead deer that he had in the back of his truck.
Oh.
And he wanted me to see a dead animal. And I was like,
That's great. You know how many pictures look like? That's a norm for a Michigan family, though.
Yeah.
You know, like they've got pictures like hung instead of like glamour shots and shit, they have pictures of their kids on the wall with dead deer.
Well, do you have do you have Grandma Cole's glamour shot? Because I have a picture of it.
I totally do. The sad part is I have my own and my mom's glamour shot too. Like, we were silent.
So my great Grandma Cole, she was what, 90 when she died?
99.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
99,
I think she was probably
still touch her toes though.
Wow.
But she wanted to get, I remember we were like, is there anything you hadn't ever done that you want to do? And she said, I always wanted to get glamour shots.
Oh, no.
And they took her go get glamour shots. I mean, she has like no teeth, like nothing,
yeah.
Like, but just dolled up.
That's great.
99, killing it.
A little soft filter.
Great. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pantyhose filter. Well, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving this year, April?
Just probably go over to Mom and Dad's house.
Fun.
Kind of quiet. It's nice, you know. Like, the family can be obnoxious sometimes, so it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's like when you get older, you look forward to just like a nice, relaxing dinner without any
I just want to sit around and watch TV. Like, I want to watch The Godfather, and then we can eat dinner, you know, because that's a roundabout great holiday film.
Yeah.
That's family, man.
And I think Detroit always plays on Thanksgiving, I think. The Lions.
The Lions do.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't do the sports ball thing in the hole. Yay, we scored.
Yay.
Same deal. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I like being around my folks, too. Just like, I know that there's going to be seconds and thirds, and I just, you know. I think Friends had an episode where they were Thanksgiving pants.
Yeah,
maternity pants.
Yeah,
basically. Like, I've
seen those in the store before, and I wanted to buy them. I was like, oh my god, these look so comfortable. And then you go, oh, they're for maternity. Is that allowed?
Yeah.
That's not for my beer gut.
Yeah, right. Well, I hope you have a great
Be rich.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm so excited that I got to talk to you. I'll call you in a much more personal way so that we can catch up properly.
That sounds wonderful. all personal. Uh-huh.
I know. You're the best. Please tell your mom and dad I said hello. Thanks for talking to us.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, love you too, cuz. Love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Book me a flight to that area for Thanksgiving.
Hell,
I'm going.
Yeah, right? I mean, it was always so crazy. My uncle was always, her dad, it was always gutting something.
Yeah.
In the basement. And that's where we also had to eat.
Because yeah.
The kids' table was down in the basement.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It makes sense, but, you know, not always pleasant to see.
Yeah. I mean, they are... it's kind of like that. It's like your crazy part of your family, but that they also love you and they'll do anything for you. So like, doesn't matter how crazy they are, you're gonna love them unconditionally.
Exactly. Now, do you remember eating the gizzard?
Oh, I never ate that.
You didn't have
no,
it.
No. Did I you have how, to?
I don't think I've ever had it. I've had liver mush, but I don't know. I don't think I've had
pate?
Gizzard. I don't know how you prepare gizzard.
Oh, you boil it. Like, it comes in a little bag, and then you sometimes you cook it in the turkey.
Oh, maybe itself. I haven't. Just didn't
so
know.
So then, yeah, that's,
I probably have had it. Just. Mix my plate up
it
like she was talking about.
It comes in a bag
about.
Inside the turkey normally when you buy a frozen one. And a lot of people take them out, and then they'll use that to boil the potatoes in to, like, create a broth.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's what we used to do. But
it doesn't sound good. Gizzard.
Her mom actually taught me how to cook much more. And her chicken and dumpling recipe that her mom always made was is still by far my favorite. I'm supposed to like my grandma's because that's what you're supposed to do.
Right, but, yeah, that's what everyone says.
But her, and then her mom used to take the leftover dumpling dough and make strawberry dumplings for dessert. Ooh. So she would boil strawberries and make a syrup and then cook the dumplings in the syrup and then pour that over ice cream.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
Oh, my God.
It was so good.
Do you make that at home?
I can make that. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, oh, yeah, I learned how to cook from her. So we had a...
My grandmother, you know, similar thing. When my mom was a young girl, she chopped a chicken's head off in front of my mom.
In front of your mom?
Yeah.
And?
And it ran around.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, they do.
And it scars you for life. You remember it forever.
Yeah.
So,
and, you know, because it kind of ruins the whole day.
Every time I see a turkey, that's what I think about. And I mean, I don't think about it all day. It doesn't ruin my dinner, but I just remember it.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I need that? Maybe I do.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
As a comedian, I guess I do.
It's good to have.
So I'll just end this podcast by telling you about some other food item that I think you might be excited about.
Oh, I'm starving already.
I found this article. It says, just in time for the holidays, Hidden Valley and FlavorGallery.com are offering ranch dressing lovers a chance to order a keg of the popular salad dressing. So now, for $50, you can order the 9.7 inches tall keg. Okay. Is that okay?
I'm trying to do the
math. Are you jealous of the 9.7 inches part? Or the...
Yeah, totally. I'm trying to do in my head how big that keg is. Is it like a full size?
5 liters.
Oh, okay.
So two liters and one liter.
So when you said keg, I'm thinking like
full
on beer keg.
Yeah, no, it's a small keg.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a small keg of ranch dressing.
Yeah.
And it says 6.3 inches in diameter, holds up to 5 liters of ranch dressing.
Oh, my God.
For $50. That's not bad.
You got to go through that ranch pretty quick. I mean, what's the shelf life on ranch?
That's a while. It's a while.
Yeah, it's a
while. But I guess,
you
know,
it
once it's open, though, you have to keep it in the
fridge.
Specially coated to meet FDA standards, comes with a year's supply of Hidden Valley Ranch.
Oh, that's great.
It's available for pre-order today and is scheduled to ship December 11th.
I bet a lot of waitresses
Merry
and waiters
effing Christmas.
would love something like that, because there's always people like, oh, can I get one more ranch?
More ranch.
I need more ranch.
You just need to we need to put ranch kegs on the table.
That's
ranch is the new ketchup.
Yeah, just
for
bring
real.
I agree. Ketchup. And then mustard, and now ranch. Ranch just needs to be on the table.
Yeah, it always makes me because my boyfriend, loves...
Is he a ranch guy?
He likes it,
yeah.
But, he will not eat sour cream, and, that's how you make ranch dressing.
He won't eat sour cream?
No. I'm like, that's
odd. Does he like mayonnaise?
No, I don't think... He doesn't like...
White.
Condiments. It's very weird. He doesn't like ketchup.
He doesn't like that color.
We should...
I like ranch, but you know, it's over. You guys, you found that one thing that couldn't keep it together.
It can't be over because tonight we're going to see Home Alone at the ArcLight.
Oh, nice!
It's
the original. Oh, okay.
It's playing in the big screen. I want to see it on the big screen. I mean, I probably did see it on the big screen.
Yeah, that's a great holiday movie.
I feel like it's starting to feel like the holidays here in Los Angeles.
Yes.
It got a little bit. It's like 60-something degrees out here.
Yep, time has changed. Just get a little darker quicker.
We
just knocked out the Halloween.
Yeah, I love jacket weather. So we're in jacket weather right now, and we are we're here.
I can't
wait.
Yeah, I love it.
Well,
is that one of your favorite holiday movies?
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Love Actually might be one of my favorite, besides Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right.
I have that saved on my TiVo at all times.
Okay.
I probably know so many different lines from that movie.
I love that movie. I love all... Christmas Vacation is one of the best, but for me, it's A Christmas Story, which, you know, they run it 24/7, but...
Have you ever met Peter Billingsley?
I remember. That was surreal for me.
It's so surreal because...
I'm just looking at his crystal clear blue eyes. His eyes still pop like
that. He directed Sanford and Son, or he was one of the producers on it or something. So if people don't know, him and Vince Vaughn are partners for their production company.
Uh-huh.
And Steve Byrne, who's a good friend of all of ours here at All Things Comedy, is also part of their realm and their world. So those three would be out all the time. And that's how we saw them, was they would be hanging out with Steve Byrne.
Yeah.
And you're just like, what?
That's Ralphie from A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
I know. Love him.
When you see them all grown up, you're like,
I got hammered.
Remember them?
Remember them?
I got hammered. What?
I don't know how we doing on time.
Oh, we have to wrap it up. But
okay.
I'll
save that for another.
No.
Well, it's just real simple.
People are gonna be mad if you start on a story.
Or it's a
cliffhanger. Okay.
No, I could do the one.
We can do that.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. Listen to the next episode of Friday to find out what happened with me and Peter Billingsley.
Happy Friday,
everybody.